Akasha can be interpreted as the field through which the mind operates. Irvin Laszlo, a prominent Hungarian writer on science and consciousness, has taken the bold step of introducing Akasha as the unifying answer to everything. After 40 years of delving into cutting-edge theories in philosophy, biology, cybernetics, and physics, Laszlo found himself embracing the antiquated and discredited idea we discussed earlier, the ether. According to Laszlo and other systems analysts, physics had hit a wall. It couldn't explain how the universe managed to be so precisely coordinated. When matter and energy disappear into virtual reality, as they do thousands of times per second, things happen out of sight in some uncanny way. Time gets regulated. The objects in space communicate their position, and seemingly random matter stays in touch with them. The Big Bang, which contains so much energy in a space millions of times smaller than an atom, that billions of galaxies still express only 4% of it, occurred within a tiny window of possibility. If the expanding universe, moving at millions of miles per minute, had been off by a fraction of a second, the formation of stars and galaxies would have been impossible, because the momentum of the explosion would have exceeded the ability of gravity, the weakest force in nature, to halt it. Only the most delicate balancing act kept the push-pull of two forces so close together that they can dance together instead of tearing each other apart. Randomness is a feeble explanation for such precision, Laszlo claims. Something so precisely organized requires a principle to hold it together and a medium to carry information from one end of creation to the other. In his 2004 book, Science and the Akashic Field, Laszlo explains that Akasha is necessary not as a medium for visible light, but as a medium for invisible light and invisible energy in general. Think of a jump rope nailed at one end to a wall. As the jump rope is turning, which stands for vibrating energy, follow the rope to the wall where the rope is nailed. That point isn't moving at all. It is the zero point, the beginning and end of energy. If you put a super-sensitive stethoscope to the wall, the rope's vibration is shaking the whole wall, and in return, the wall is sending some of that vibration back out again. This, according to Laszlo, is also happening at the zero point. Every vibration is sending signals throughout the field, and in return, the field is sending signals back. The universe, it turns out, is constantly monitoring itself by somehow coordinating every vibration that occurs anywhere in the visible or invisible domain. In trying to figure out the apparently random activity in the quantum field, we've come to see that there is incredible timing, coordination, memory, information exchange, and self-interaction. But what is the point of it all? The observer effect adds the missing link. The observer effect is related to one of the cornerstones of quantum physics called complementarity, which holds that it isn't possible to know everything about a quantum event. When an observer looks at or measures an electron, whatever is being observed is limited. The total event exists only as a potential. Each and every electron has a probability of appearing anywhere in the universe. It is a non-local event with no visible component. This changes when an observer enters the picture. Only under observation does an electron jump from virtual reality into the visible universe, and as soon as the observer stops looking, it falls back into the field again. Erwin Schrödinger, the great German physicist, devised Schrödinger's equation, one of the foundations of quantum theory, which precisely calculates what these probabilities are, and yet the notion that an electron is everywhere until an observer calls it into existence at a specific location defies logic. For those listeners who haven't heard about Schrödinger's cat, a famous paradox that grows out of the observer effect, here it is. A cat is placed in a closed box with a fatal device inside. The device will release a poison cyanide gas if it is triggered, and the trigger is a bit of radioactive matter. If the radioactive matter releases a single electron, that will be enough to trigger the device, release the poison, and kill the cat. Here is the paradox. According to quantum physics, an electron has no visible reality until it is observed. It occupies a superposition, meaning that it can be more than one place at the same time, a fact that has been verified experimentally with subatomic particles that do in fact occupy multiple positions at once. Being in a closed box, the cat is outside the field of observation. It could be dead or alive, so according to quantum theory, it must be both. Only when the box is opened and the observer determines the situation will we know which state, dead or alive, has been decided upon. Until then, both must coexist. Akasha solves this problem by saying that every event is participatory at every level. All observers are inside the Akashic field, and whatever they do causes the whole field to respond. Therefore, we are not falsifying the universe to describe it as behaving like ourselves. In fact, it is through the universe that we know ourselves and vice versa.